It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today is Christmas Eve, and I am in full Christmas mode as I think about the depth and the difference of God's love for us. You know, I think Jesus gives us a very clear picture of the extent that God will go to show his love to us in the parable, the prodigal son. And so there is a father who has two sons, and there's a younger son who demands that his father split the estate. He doesn't want to wait until his father dies so that he can get his money now. So the younger son takes the money. He squanders it, of course, leads a very sinful life. He ends up in a land where there is a great famine, and he's almost dying of starvation before he decides to return home to his father. But he feels so remorseful that he tells his father, you know, I'm only good enough to be your hired servant. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. And in Luke 15:20, it reads, while he was still a long distance away, the father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. And you know, sometimes I think that all God needs to see is a glimpse of our hearts, and he's coming right after us to embrace us and to show us that all is well. And I think it says a lot about us too, that we can receive that kind of love, but often struggle to give it away to ourselves and to others. The scripture today is Isaiah 53:6. All of us have strayed away like sheep. So my question for you is, which loved one will you be with this holiday who you might need to love a little differently and a little deeper? Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.